Yeah, that's right. Not just drinks, it's girls to guys. I hear the twins are back in town from Saginaw. Yeehaw.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Kamala Harris securing support from enough delegates to become the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee and raising more than $100 million in the first day and a half since Joe Biden announced he was stepping aside. Today, she will campaign in the swing state of Milwaukee. As for Donald Trump,
he did start to take on Vice President Kamala Harris over the Biden administration's handling of immigration and the border. He also said that she was doing terribly in the polls. He did noticeably misspell the word polls in that post. The former president gets back out on the campaign trail tomorrow with a rally in North Carolina.
ABC's Rachel Scott talking about the former president's Truth Social post. The director of the Secret Service, Kimberly Cheadle, is now the target of an impeachment effort, as well as a subject of calls for resignation following the near assassination of former President Trump. A sheriff's deputy from Springfield, Illinois, charged with first-degree murder after shooting and killing a woman in her own home. He said she was threatening him with a pot of boiling water. This is ABC News. Around the world, they're having a Coke. Coca-Cola says its second quarter was stronger than expected, raking in revenues of almost $12.5 billion. That's up 3% compared to a year ago. $5 will get you lunch at McDonald's for a little bit longer. The fast food giant now saying it will extend its $5 value meal promotion until August.
We have seen several fast food chains, including Burger King, Starbucks, Taco Bell, and Wendy's, offer these $5 meals to try to entice customers frustrated with high prices. Overall, the cost of going out to eat has outpaced the cost of groceries every month so far this year.
That's ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. And it almost sounds like a horror movie, Sharks on Cocaine. But researchers are testing sharks in the waters off Brazil, found cocaine in the systems of every shark they caught, some with levels 100 times higher than previously reported. The study backing up worries that drug smuggling and drug dumping are affecting sea life. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. Thanks to Sky Rizzy, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Sky Rizzy, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZZY to learn more.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Two people are confirmed dead following a plane crash south of EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh Monday afternoon. Responders arrived at the scene to find the plane fully engulfed in fire. The fatal crash came on the first day of Air Venture 2024 and shut down all operations at Whitman Regional Airport. Top Wisconsin Democratic elected officials are endorsing Kamala Harris for president. The list includes Governor Tony Evers, U.S. Representatives Gwen Moore and Mark Pecan, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway, and Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson. And UW-Madison will sell beer, wine, and prepackaged cocktails in general seating areas at home football games starting with the 2024 opener. That'll happen August 30th against Western Michigan. Camp Randall Stadium will be the 16th of 18 Big Ten stadiums with alcohol sales in the general seating areas. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin State Fair. As a thank you for your support, they're giving away State Fair tickets. Visit ruralmutual.com/win and enter to win State Fair tickets.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. We'll get to around 79 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, isolated thunderstorm 62. Tomorrow, clouds in the morning, sunshine in the afternoon, cooler, less humid, high of 76. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, it's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Ooh, 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 ooh,
ooh, ooh, ooh. I got a bus for I got a house, cause it's what dreams make you do. Hidden in neon honky tonks to play you two-step or two. 200 days to 100 towns, bringing boots to a sawdust. Can't hold me.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Lainey Wilson, hang tight, honey. Opening markets today in history on the way. Coming up next, we're going to talk with Noah Weiss with the Weiss Family Farm as we continue our spotlight on the Weiss Family Farm with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. That's coming up next. First, Sammy Kershaw.
We go out to a party somewhere the moment we walk in the door. People stop and everybody stares. She don't know what they're staring for. She don't know she's beautiful. Never cross her mind. She don't know she's beautiful. No, she's not that she kind. She don't know she's beautiful. Though time and time I've told her so. There she goes, just walking down the street, and someone lets her whistle out. A girl like her, she just can't see what the fuss is all about. And she don't know she's beautiful. Never crossed her mind. She don't know she's beautiful. No, she's not that kind. She don't know she's beautiful. Though time and time I've told her so. That's when she thinks she looks her worst. It's times like this, she don't know why I can't take my eyes off her. Cause she don't know she's beautiful.
Never crossed her mind.
She don't know she's beautiful.
No, she's not that
she
kind.
She don't know she's beautiful. Though time and time I've told her. She don't know she's beautiful.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Good morning once again. I'm Brian Winnikins as we continue our weekly spotlight or monthly spotlight with one of our dairy farm families. We always do this at the last week of the month. And in the month of July, it's the Weiss family. And thank you to Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin for supporting these farm spotlights. It's our chance to learn a little bit about the dairy industry and our local dairy farms and some of the things that they do to not only how they operate, but also how they protect things like the land, the water, the cows, the milk, too. And Noah Weiss joins us. And today we're going to talk about cows. And find out about some of the things that happen here at the Weiss Family Farm. And Noah, thanks for joining us this morning. I guess let's start right at the beginning with calves. I know a lot of folks they always wonder why do you separate the calf from the cow after it's born? Yes, it gets colostrum kind of right away, but you separate it. Is it a safety issue?
For the calf, it's mainly for a safety issue, a cleanliness issue, so we can make sure she gets the correct nutrition for one thing. Also that we know that the milk is clean, whether we use waste milk from the cows and pasteurize it or whether we use a milk replacer. And then so we can check the solids in the milk of our waste milk, or we can know what our solids are 100% buying a milk replacer. And so then we can keep a better eye on our intakes, and it's mainly for the calf health that we separate them.
You mentioned you even pasteurize the milk for the calves. Really? So you have a pasteurizer right here on the farm?
Yes, we do. We take some extra milk from some cows out of the herd, and twice a day we pasteurize our milk for our calves, and so make sure it's clean from bacteria is the main reason why you pasteurize.
Same as with humans. Now with the calves, do they get their own barn?
Yes, they have their own little huts. And we keep them separate in the beginning, mainly because they're young and they're susceptible to more diseases when they're young, and they need more energy. And after 2 months, they get commingled together and they start learning how to socialize and everything else like they should. Even when they are in their original huts, they aren't too far away from anyone else. They're always close to another calf. They might not be able to touch it, but they're able to see them and grow with them.
Talking with Noah Weiss this morning, our monthly spotlight on our dairy farm families here in western Wisconsin. Thank you to Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Talking about cows today. So, Noah, how many barns are here on the farm?
For the lactating cows or for the...
For both.
So there's three, actually four barns here for the adult cows. We have about 160 calf hutches for our calves. And so for all of our calves, we mainly need them to be separated from each other for about 2 months. So that's why we have so many calf hutches.
Now, having calves year-round, I would think.
Yes.
How do you keep, if they're in a hutch, I mean, do they come with little heaters? Some people would be like, oh, you know, how do you keep them warm?
So the calf hutches are kind of designed really good where they get good ventilation during the summer. They have doors on them so we can open the doors during the summer. But then during the winter when it gets cold, we also can close those doors, and the calf can make enough heat herself. And also we always provide good straw bedding that provides insulation from the ground, and they can nestle in. And during the winter they also get coats and to help keep and conserve energy. So that's how we do it during the winter.
And for the rest of the herd, of course, they're in the big barns. Do you have to have special heating and cooling, or how do you keep them cool? And on the other side, how do you keep them warmer?
So we're talking about winter for the cows. The cows make a lot of heat, and so we can keep the barn closed up, and they produce plenty enough heat to keep everything. We never have to turn any heat on. It's never frozen in the barns. And then during the summer, that's our big ventilation time. We turn as many, we have a ton of fans over all the cows, over their beds, on the ends, to try and get fresh air in them. We have sprinklers trying to keep them cool because cows don't sweat. That's why we have to do more with ventilation for cows, because that's the way they get cooled, is by evaporative cooling. And so we get water on them, and then the wind blows across them with the fans or with our tunnel ventilation, and that's what helps cool the cows.
And you also then can, but you open up all the sides, which is, you got a heck of a view here. I can see why you'd open up all the sides.
So in our parlor where our cows are milked, yeah, we have, it's basically wide open so we can get as much airflow as we can in it. And we have the same with the barn. You got to have fresh air with them too. So the fans can blow so much, but you got to keep the sides open so you get fresh air to the cows too.
And for health-wise, do you have a vet on staff or someone that shows up so often?
Yep, so we have a vet on staff. Every Monday she comes and does her check, and we talk about our issues if we're having any during the week, and if we're in midweek or any day of the week, if we have any issues with any cows, they're here, they're helping us through our problems or checking, make sure that we can get the cow back healthy and back in the milking string.
Noah, you know, before we went on, you know, you talked about you had the hoof trimmer here, and so you have to have a hoof trimmer come? Explain that.
So the cows have hooves, and they're kind of like big fingernails. And if they get overgrown or, you know, for some reason they have a sore on it, step on something weird, we can help them with a hoof trimmer and keep them. So it's more so they can keep traction and they walk correctly. If they have overgrown feet, they walk different. If you ever seen a cow out on pasture that hasn't been trimmed for too long, they kind of walk funny. But the main thing is to keep their feet trimmed up nice, and then it keeps them healthy is what it does.
And when the hoof trimmer does this, I mean, do the cows even know what's going on other than, okay, he's got my hoof and that's about it? But can they feel all of that?
It's just like I would compare it probably just like a fingernail. Really? As long as you don't go too far, you don't do anything too crazy, they don't feel a darn thing. It doesn't hurt them at all.
Talking with Noah Weiss this morning with Weiss Family Farms, part of our month-end spotlight on some of our farm families here in western Wisconsin. Thank you to Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Tomorrow morning, we're going to continue our conversation with Noah. We're going to find out about the merry-go-round here at the farm. with milking. We'll explain that here coming up tomorrow morning. You're listening to WRDN.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
It's Christmas in July during the Dunn County Fair, this Wednesday through Sunday at the fairgrounds in Menominee. Enjoy all of the fair food and, of course, all the fair rides. Plus, there'll be all of the 4-H and FFA farm animal exhibits. And hear the roar of the engines with races at the Red Cedar Speedway Thursday and Friday at 7 o'clock. And the NTPA Regional National Truck and Tractor Pull at 7 o'clock Saturday night. It's the Dunn County Fair, Wednesday through Sunday at the fairgrounds in Menominee.
You know what I could really go for right now? Literally anything that comes in a McDonald's carton, wrapper, or bag. Or a McDonald's cup. Yes, any of those items should do it.
Some decisions are not hard decisions. Right now, buy one of your McDonald's favorites, like a McDouble, McChicken, or four-piece McNuggets, and get the second one for just a buck. Price of participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Meet Cheryl.
Hey.
She's on vacation and lost in the moment. Unfortunately, so is her Chase debit card.
It's got to be somewhere.
Maybe she lost it at salsa night.
These skirts should have pockets.
Or maybe she lost it at Pilates.
3 and 2 and...
But she's not worried. With the Chase mobile app, she can lock her card till it turns up. Tools that help protect. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's better over here.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With AutoPay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off 2 lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
You slip your finger, you're tearing my t-shirt, you're stirring up dirty in the back of my mind. You keep on flirting, you know that it's working. My head, girl, riding the lines. Couldn't sing a song without you if I tried. Let's light it up like it's our last night. We're just hanging around, burning it down, sipping on some cold Jack Daniels, jamming to some old Alabama with your baby laying right here, naked in my bed. I'm just doing my thing. You love it when I sing. Let our
shadows dance and light it up like it's our last chance.
Yeah.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Jail revival. I'm a bottle in a Bible. I'm a rolling stone disciple with a cross across my face. I'm a trailer park tornado. Jagged edges on my halo. Hope the chariot gon' swing low and carry me away. This little light of mine damn near burned me alive. Lord knows that mama tried and I don't know if I'm boss undiscerning, holy water with my bourbon. Standing on the bridge, I'm burning with a can of gasoline. Am I worth saving if I'm always faded? It feels like I'm caught in between. Halfway to heaven or halfway to hell, my angels and demons at war with myself. One foot in the fire and I still can't.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRD and Jelly Roll, Halfway to Hell, 933. I'm Brian Winnikins. Good morning. And this reminder, the ADRC of Buffalo and Pepin Counties holding a community resource fair this Thursday, 930 to 3 at the Mondovi Elementary School. You'll enter at door 7. Free admission as well. It's the second annual resource fair with the ADRC of Buffalo and Pepin Counties. Again, this Thursday, 9:30 to 3 at Mondovi Elementary School. Let's run down today in history for this July 23rd. 1829, William Burt received a patent for his typographer. That would be a forerunner to the typewriter. 1885, former President Ulysses S. Grant passed away at the age of 63. 1903, the Ford Motor Company completed the sale of its first automobile to Chicago dentist Ernest Plenning. It was a Model A, designed and manufactured by Henry Ford himself. What if he traded it out, saying, okay, you know what, I'll build you the car. You give me a, you know, check my teeth. 1904, Charles Minch's ice cream cone invention was introduced to the public at the 1904 St. Louis World's Fair. 1904 was when the ice cream cone came out. 1962, the Telstar communications satellite sent the first live television broadcast from the United States to Europe. 1982, while filming a helicopter stunt for the Twilight Zone, the movie, the helicopter crashes and kills actor Vic Morrow and two illegally employed children. Producer John Landis, associate producer George Fosley Jr., as well as the production manager, pilot, and explosive specialists were all tried and acquitted on charges of manslaughter. 1986, Britain's Prince Andrew married Sarah Ferguson at Westminster Abbey in London. 1990, President Bush appoints New Hampshire Judge David Souter to succeed outgoing Justice William Brennan on the U.S. Supreme Court. 1996, the U.S. women's gymnastics team won their first ever team gold at the Summer Olympics in Atlanta. The 1996 team was nicknamed the Magnificent Seven. In 1999, Ellen Collins becomes the first woman to command a U.S. space flight with the launch of Space Shuttle Columbia. The mission would last for 4 days. In 2000, cyclist Lance Armstrong clinched his second straight victory of the Tour de France. Of course, in 2012, he would be formally stripped of all of his Tour de France titles and banned for life after being charged with using performance-enhancing drugs. Oops. In 2000, at age 24, Tiger Woods becomes the youngest player to win the British Open, and he wins a career Grand Slam with that. Also, in 2007, during an interview with David Letterman, on The Late Show with David Letterman, comedian Drew Carey announced he would replace Bob Barker as the host of the long-running game show The Price is Right. 2009, a funeral for legendary news anchorman Walter Cronkite was held in Manhattan. Cronkite, who anchored the CBS Evening News for 19 years, passed away on January 17th of 2009 at the age of 92. And in 2012, pioneering astronaut Sally Ride passed away at the age of 61. Ride was the first American woman to fly into space. Her historic ride made her a household name. Of course, everyone was Ride, Sally Ride. I remember that. And that's what happened on this date in history. Coming up, we'll have a check of our opening markets. They just opened up a little bit ago for the regular trading day. Market update being brought to you in part by Anabas Silo and Chippewa Valley Energy.
Having someone you can trust with your everything is everything. At Chippewa Valley Energy, keeping you warm, keeping you cool, keeping you safe is what they do. Since 1922, when the Eau Claire Cooperative Oil Company was founded, it was to service farmers, homeowners, and businesses with necessary energy solutions. Since then, they've grown, but still offer the same great local service that they did over 100 years ago. Become and stay one of their partners with necessary energy and reliable service for your generations, your farm, your business, your family. Chippewa Valley Energy. No more. Go to ChippewaValleyEnergy.com.
Milk markets are higher with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winikins at the Mercantile Exchange. August milk up a cent to 2015. September up 13 to 2095. October up 7 to 2099. November milk up 9 to 2039. Meanwhile, in the livestock sector at the Mercantile Exchange, live cattle are mostly lower. Feeder cattle also following suit, mostly lower. A little bit of profit taking after recent gains in the markets. Now, hog markets, so they continue to move mostly higher. Looks like the trade has established a bottom in the market, and there's also some expectations of increasing consumer demand and higher pork cutout values. August live cattle still up 12 cents to 184.05. August feeder cattle down 2 cents to 256.37. August hogs up a dollar to 93.37. Chicago Board of Trade corn and soybeans are mostly higher. Wheat slightly higher after the crop conditions report was released. Good to excellent rating on corn was lowered 1%, which pretty much was within trade expectations. Meanwhile, the soybeans, good to excellent conditions remained unchanged. The hard red spring wheat tour is also starting today. September corn up 4.25 to 404.5. December up 4.5 to 419.5. August beans up 3.75 to 1121.5. New crop up 6 to 1074.75. September wheat steady at 548. I'm Brian Winikins.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Cannabis Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Are you having a party or event and need a place to rent? Well, why not try the Riverview Community and Senior Center in Durand? That's right. The Riverview Community Center is available to rent for individuals or groups. The center has a kitchen, tables, and chairs that you can use for your event. There's parking for your guests, and the cost is very affordable. A minimum of 2 hours is required. Call 672-4101 for availability. The Riverview Community and Senior Center, 606 West Madison Street, Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. We'll get to around 79 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, isolated thunderstorm 62. Tomorrow, clouds in the morning, sunshine in the afternoon, cooler, less humid, high of 76. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, it's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She was aware of her insecurities as she took the stage. She was convinced if she got up there that she'd be discovered someday. So she belted it. She hit the high notes fearlessly. Oh, she melted them as she brought them to their feet. Was a big star at Banana Joe's bar where she sang karaoke every night. She said if you work hard to get where you are, it feels good in the hot spotlight. She was a big star. She made the local cable shows where the camera fell in love with her. After a couple of weekends, the groupies were crawling all over the place. She signed autographs like she was Garth Brooks in a skirt. And in the aftermath, that small-time town was hers. She was a big star at Banana Joe's bar where she sang karaoke every night. Work hard to get where you are. Feels good in the hot spotlight. She was a big star. She doesn't care anymore that her high school girlfriend cut. The only thought she entertains is
his way home from Candletop. Been 2 weeks gone and he thought he'd stop at Webb's and have him a drink before he went home to her. Andy Wolo said hello. He said, hi, what's doing? Wolo said, sit down, I got some bad news that's gonna hurt. He said, I'm your best friend and you know that's right, but your young bride ain't home tonight. Since you've been gone, she's been seeing that Amos boy Seth. Now he got mad and he saw red, and he said, boy, don't you lose your head, cause to tell you the truth, I've been with her myself. Walking on home cause he didn't live far, you see, and he didn't have many friends and he just lost him more. Brother thought his wife must have left town, so he went home and finally found the only thing daddy had left him, and that was a gun. He went off to Andy's house, slipping through the backwoods quiet as a mouse, came upon some tracks too small for Andy to make. Looked through the screen at the back porch door, and he saw Andy lying on the floor in a puddle of blood, and he started to shake. The Georgia Patrol was making their rounds, so he fired a shot just to flag him down. A big belly sheriff grabbed his gun and said, why'd you do it? The judge said guilty on a make-believe trial, slapped the sheriff on the back with a smile and said, supper's waiting at home. Get to it. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Well, don't trust your southern old backwoods southern lawyer, cause the judge in the town's got bloodstains on his hands. Well, they hung my brother before I could say the tracks he saw. One body that'll never be found. You see, little sister don't miss when she aims her gun. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Oh, don't trust your southern old backwoods southern lawyer, cause the judge in the town's got bloodstains.
Listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
She was dressed to kill, I was in my boots. So I had to pick for the uptown time. Yeah. But we talked for a while in a corner booth before closing time. She caught me by surprise and she said, give me a dirt road, the window's down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Yeah, in a Chevrolet.
Think I feel in love right then and there. We were out the door before the end of the song. I said, where to? She said, I don't care. Just don't take me home. What you waiting on? Just give me a dirt road, the windows down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me six packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Yeah, in your Chevrolet. Let's ride. The windows down, wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet.
Chevrolet.
She said, give me six packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Dustin Lynch and Jelly Roll Chevrolet 953. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, Dunn County Fair starting on, well, today. They do have some of the pre-fair stuff going on with some of the dog judging, Cloverbelt judging as well going on today. We will have our first livestock show coming up on Thursday at 9 a.m. with the Dairy Show. We'll have that for you on our video streaming service brought to you by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. That'll be at our website, realcountry1430.com, and just go to the video streaming tab for that. While one Florida sheriff's office is reminding residents not to take a selfie with a, quote, depressed bear that's on the side of the highway. Now, why would anyone do that? The Walton County Sheriff's Department said on social media the bear was spotted last week in Santa Rosa Beach. Famous last word, if not friend, why friend shaped, the post said, because the black bear is stressed, because it's stressed, depressed, lemon zest. Okay. The sheriff's department said members of the public are getting dangerously close to the bear to take selfies. Bad idea. He's not in the mood for pictures, the sheriff's department said. The bear has shown signs of stress. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation biologists responded to the scene, but then the bear wandered back into the woods on its own. They're saying, please don't approach the bear. It's not a teddy bear. It's a giant black bear. It could eat you. It would think, you know, don't leave it a picnic basket either. They don't want that. They want the bear to just go back off on its own into the woods.
Save this week at the Cottage during Crazy Days. All this week, save 45% on all wall decor and take 35% off all spring and summer clothes. Don't miss the Crazy Days sidewalk sale Thursday with additional markdowns on all items. Find some great summer items during the annual Crazy Days sale all this week at the Cottage, Main Street, downtown Durant.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Summer's coming in hot. So it's time to cook up some fun at Mall of America. Because it's always a cool 72 and sunny here. Plus, all the summer best in one place. Join SpongeBob SquarePants 25th Anniversary Celebration. Get slimed at Nickelodeon Universe. Hit new heights on the Fly with Opera ride and Boots Banana Swing. It's shopping nirvana, Crayola experience creativity, hangout heaven. Go all in on summer. All at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/summer.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Real Country, Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there don't treat you mean in Abilene, my Abilene. I sit alone most every night, watch those trains pull out of sight. Don't I wish they were carrying me back to Abilene, my Abilene.
Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there don't treat you mean in Abilene, my
crowded city, there ain't nothing free, nothing in this town for me. Wish to the Lord that I could be in Abilene, sweet Abilene.
Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there,
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. George Hamilton the Fourth and Abilene. I'm Brian Winnikins, 959. And thank you to Noah Weiss for joining us this morning as we continue our spotlight on the Weiss Family Farm with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. You missed that interview. It's now available on our YouTube channel at Durand Broadcasting WRDN. Happy National Vanilla Ice Cream Day today. Vanilla ice cream is the second most popular flavor in America. Of course, chocolate number one. Americans love vanilla ice cream, though, a lot. And it doesn't come as a surprise that vanilla is the most common.